NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Weilin Wong.
And I'm Paddy Hirsch. Every quarter, publicly traded companies hold what's called an earnings call, where they tell investors what's been happening with the company over the last 3 months, how much they've made, what kind of issues they've been having, you know, performance stuff.
Our first priority is investing in our business, including our existing store base.
Oh, I must have nodded off. Did they say anything important?
Riveting stuff, right? And in the retail sector, especially for big retailers, one word has been coming up a lot lately on these calls.
Dana, you know shrink is definitely a retail industry problem.
In addition, the shrink environment has...
The first is shrink, and how that is expected...
With sales and shrink, not...
Shrink is an industry-level problem.
Shrink, also called shrinkage or shortage. It cost retail companies more than $94 billion in 2021.
Yeah, and the technical definition of shrink is the difference between recorded inventory on a company's balance sheet and its actual inventory. In other words, it's stuff that goes missing through fraud, through mismanagement, and most headline-grabbingly right now, through theft by employees, by individuals, and by so-called organized crime rings.
Retailers have been howling to their investors about thieves coming into their stores and stealing stuff and blaming them for falling profits.
So on today's show, we'll take a look at retail shrinkage with a focus on in-store theft. It's been all over the news, and it's been taking the blame for wobbly corporate performance. We'll examine whether the problem is as bad as some companies say it is, and find out why some retailers are having less of an issue with it than others. That's coming up after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
It's been a while since I set foot in a Best Buy, but I popped around to one of the electronic retailer's stores last week to take a look at how they deal with customer theft there. Not that I plan to steal anything, you understand.
No, you were there to pay $18.99 for a compact disc.
I was actually looking for a cable, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
This is True Space.
There was a security person on the door there, and there were plenty of customer service people in the aisles, and there was plenty of inventory on the shelves. But in some cases, for some of the most, I don't know, easy-to-pocket items, there's nothing there. There are just these little laminated labels with QR codes on them. If you want the item in question, you just scan the thing with your phone and a customer service person will bring it to you.
This is all aimed at combating a problem that many retailers say is one of the biggest issues they're facing right now, theft.
And you all know what we're talking about, right? Who hasn't seen these news reports about stores being mobbed by gangs of thieves, video of brazen shoplifters walking out of stores laden with stolen loot? Hayley Peterson-Heron wrote about this in a recent story for Insider, where she's a deputy executive editor.
Retailers have increasingly said that this is a form of theft that's targeting them. It's often referred to as organized retail crime. It involves a group of two or more individuals conducting a large-scale theft operation. They may, you know, do smash and grabs. They may steal large numbers of products from stores and then try to resell them online.
Organized retail crime is part of what the National Retail Federation, the NRF, calls external theft, where people walk into your store and steal stuff. It cost stores around $35 billion in 2021, and it's only getting worse, Haley says.
We've been hearing so many companies talking more about it lately, particularly on earnings calls. Some of those companies include Target, Walmart, Dick's Sporting Goods, Dollar General.
So what are stores doing about this? I mean, they're complaining a lot.
They're complaining a lot. And I should note, some critics say companies are using shrink as like an excuse or distraction to explain away disappointing performance.
Yeah, so here's the thing. External theft is the biggest cause of shrink, 37%, but it's not the only cause. If you add in the other causes of shrink, which is theft of inventory by employees and loss of inventory by corporate mismanagement, those two internal problems actually add up to a lot more than external theft, 54%.
In other words, companies are losing more inventory through their own mismanagement than they are from people coming into the store and stealing. And what's more, while companies are making a big deal about it in their earnings calls of late, shrinkage as a proportion of corporate profits is not growing.
Yeah, that $94.5 billion in costs to companies in 2021, that was about 1.4% of their retail sales, which is about the same shrink as it's been for the last 5 years. Still, Haley says companies are focusing on external theft as an issue that they do need to deal with. And not just because of the money, by the way.
The NRF found that I think it was something like 80% of retailers had said that they'd seen an increase in violence and aggression in their stores over the last couple years. So that's really concerning for retail workers. And I think, you know, retailers are, again, they're trying to balance the needs of the customer in the store and keeping the customer safe, keeping the retail workers safe, and keeping these theft numbers down.
Yeah, and making money.
That too.
It's a lot to do.
Some companies are finding ways to combat external theft. Costco is one, Best Buy is another. Haley sat in on Best Buy's earnings call a couple of weeks ago and heard the CEO, Corey Sueberry, saying that losses due to shrink and theft in particular have remained stable over the last few years.
What we sell, we've been addressing shrink aggressively for honestly many, many years. It's really...
Yeah, Haley says the CEO also talked about a few strategies that they deployed to tamp down on external theft, many of which I saw firsthand when I was in the store.
One of those is employing security workers at store entrances. She also mentioned that Best Buy only has one entrance, something I'd never really thought about before. They also, they have more salespeople across the floor where customers are shopping. They're more visible. And she also said that they have very few self-checkout registers. And self-checkouts have often been blamed for rising theft. I've had a hard time finding a lot of hard data to support that, but it's something that security professionals have talked about a lot, that self-checkout has potentially made theft a little bit easier. She also said that Best Buy has started removing some items from the sales floor that could be prime targets for thieves.
At least until recently, many retailers have not taken Best Buy's approach. They saw shrinkage as just another cost of doing business. Providing security was expensive and troublesome, and in the end, cost more than just letting people steal.
Yeah, but Haley says the comments that she's heard recently by companies on this issue signal a change. And she says we're already seeing stores step up their crime-fighting game beyond merely putting guards on the doors and locking up high-value items.
You can increase cameras and the visibility of those cameras. Several stores will have actually screens that show you what cameras are recording to make you feel like you're being watched, to make that clear to customers. Some companies have been using AI-enabled cameras to try and pick up on potential issues and flag that to security professionals who are watching the footage. There's also some more innovative approaches, like making power tools that don't work if they're stolen. Home Depot has done that.
Now, all of these security measures not only cost money, they can also impact the customer experience. Haley says that's a big challenge.
Retailers are always trying to balance between what are the types of measures that we can implement in stores to reduce theft without alienating the customer and making their experience more frustrating.
Yeah, I have to say, on my visit to Best Buy, the occasional lack of physical products on the floor was mildly frustrating. I mean, it is hard to compare two pairs of headphones, for example, when they're not physically in front of you and you're just looking at two QR codes instead. I don't know, maybe that's just our new retail reality.
Maybe in the future they'll have virtual VR try-on for your headphones.
I don't want anything virtual ever again.
No, I don't want that at all. I don't know why I manifested that, because I do not want that at all.
I want to be in the real world.
We're not going to steal it. Just let us touch it.
Well, you're not going to steal it.
This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Maggie Luthar. It was fact-checked by Corey Bridges. Our editor is Kate Kincannon, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.